This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac Insu.
It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up?
I'm in a much better mood today because the Mets are on and we're winning.
So. Good, yeah. 4-1, eighth inning.
Well, you know,
looking
we're
good.
We're scuffling a little bit. We've lost 6-10 in the
Oh, really?
Yeah, the bullpen's being
still in first place.
Yeah, bullpen's being overworked, and it's just I hate Sterling Marte more than life itself.
I think his name's Starling.
Starling, yeah. I want him off the team.
Why?
Because
he
sucks
now.
Yeah, he
sucks. So he's old.
Yeah.
Off the sauce.
He pisses me off, and so.
Yeah.
But hey, this is better than coming in yesterday when I got the Guardians and Nationals or whatever. So
great ball game yesterday.
Yeah.
This one, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're playing my Diamondbacks.
Your Diamondbacks.
I like the Diamondbacks.
Why is that?
Well, I just think they have a good little club.
You know what? Good little club.
Nobody really talks about them because, well, pretty much everybody in that division outside of the Rockies is good.
Yeah.
So nobody talks about the Diamondbacks. I think Diamondbacks are pretty
good. So they're your Diamondbacks.
I like them, yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll go with that.
Good little club.
I like the Unis. I like the little the teal accents. It's a good look. I saw him in spring training.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, it was against your Kansas City Royals. It was your Diamondbacks versus your Royals.
You know who's red hot and rolling?
Our Kansas City Royals?
Our Royals. They are now, I think, 20-16? Is that better than the Mets?
No. Damn it is not better than the Mets.
Well,
Mets are still good.
We're coming for you.
We just, we're scuffling along a little bit. You know, just, we're in a little bit of a...
21-16.
Feeling out process.
We're only two games back in the Central of the upstart Tigers.
Well, I wouldn't know that because we're in first place, so...
You've only got a two-game lead. 23-14, yeah. So you're only two up on us.
Hey, first
we're
place,
we're coming after you.
Third place,
you know what?
Versus...
Yeah. The Royals are going to put in a ticket. This is what we do here at The Fan. You have to put in a ticket corporate to get them to answer even a question or something.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put in a ticket to request a move to the NL East so that they can take down the Mets. The AL Central is too easy.
Well, last night, the A's and Mariners, that was for first place. The A's had
that. Well, they're playing right now.
Yeah, the A's had that one, and had they won... And that was like going into the ninth. They had the lead. The A's would have been tied for first place.
Do you want to know the score of the game right now?
It was 4-1 last time.
We're a sports station, and so we can report to you sports.
Yeah.
The score in the eighth inning, top of the eighth, Seattle in
Sacramento.
Sacramento. That's right.
You're not allowed to call them the Sacramento A's. You just have to call them the A's.
Yeah, they're in Sacramento. The score in the eighth is big game. 5-5.
It's been a hell of a series.
It's tied.
The plucky A's?
You know, the A's are plucky. They all of a sudden have good young players.
I know.
Like you just overnight.
You just look up one day, you're like, what?
I think they finally just said, you know what? We're out of Oakland. Let's call up all of our all of our young studs.
Yeah. It is.
And they're pretty good.
It's kind of strange. And they spent money. They went and got to Severino. They actually gave someone a contract. So maybe some of their young talent won't be playing in New York and Boston in 2 years. We'll see about that. But
well, there.
That Jacob Wilson guy, their shortstop, is freaking killing it.
He went 4-for-4 today.
Yeah.
So far. He's hitting like 360.
Yeah, dude's nuts.
He's no Aaron Judge.
And then they got, what is it, the... is it Soderstrom?
Yeah, Soderstrom, the first baseman.
Yeah, that dude's raking too.
Yeah. They called up Nick Kurtz, who's a first baseman who was the, I think, the number 4 pick in the draft last year. Last year.
Go A's.
And he sucks, but he's adjusting to
the eventually he'll become a plucky whatever the hell A's they are. Who had hot Major League Baseball talk right off the get-go?
Well, you probably should have had that because we're baseball guys. By the way...
I thought we were going to talk about the big Oilers game last night.
No, we're not. Buck is out and Will is in! Will Ortner, everybody.
Klondike Will Ortner.
Klondike Will Ortner, hello. Wow.
What's up?
What's up?
I want to talk about the Oilers.
It's the broiest what's up we've ever gotten. I love it.
Yeah, he was the... Let's see here. Fourth pick, first round, 2024 MLB draft.
Oh, we're back to the...
and he's already up.
Oh,
he got
sucks.
97 plate appearances at AAA, and they were like, you're good.
Get on up here.
He hit 320, and they're like, you're good.
Get in here. Let's go.
And he's hitting 260, which is actually really, really good.
Yeah, 260 in today's game. Not too shabby.
So, call for the ball here.
All right, go for it.
For our random rub down of the day.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. The random rub.
I had I was walking Molly 10 G's today. And I noticed one of my neighbors. I like to look at my neighbors' houses.
Yeah.
See what they're doing. See what they're up to.
Yeah.
Look for anything new or out of place.
You look in the windows and.
All the time.
Yeah. You see maybe landscape. Maybe someone spread some new bark dust. That's always fun. Maybe a new tree was planted.
Yeah. Or just like a lot of people have yard service up there. But sometimes I look at all the junk that people have, you know, like just stuff everywhere, just stuff.
Okay. In whether the yard or
anywhere.
Sure.
Whether it be, maybe their garage is open or
stuff. All right.
Like kids stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure. Stuff. We know stuff. We're all familiar with stuff.
Yeah. You come to my house, there's not a lot of stuff laying around.
Yeah.
I'm a declutterer.
You got to keep it tight.
Yeah. That's right. And that's really, exactly the terminology I use with my wife.
It's the way to go.
Because she's...
Well, I think that's at my house as well.
It's,
so what I like to do, I don't know about you, while she's at work, I just get rid of stuff.
Yep.
And then I figure, like, it's going to be 8 months before she realizes it's gone, and then I play ignorant. I don't...
She'll never miss it.
I don't know what happened to it.
Yep. And that's... The fact that she'll never miss it is exactly the point that you and I are trying to make.
Yeah, and by the time it's over, it's so much time has passed. Like, can you really be mad at something? And then eventually it fades away and we're fine.
I just don't know why someone can't not do that.
People like stuff.
Why? What is it about
things? Well, there's a big empty hole in the middle of all of us, and you have to fill that.
Cluttered?
This is the Doc Holliday. We all have that big empty hole, and you fill it with something. And whether that's that's drinking, whether that's booze, the whores, something probably a little better, like achievement. But material things are probably the easiest thing to fill that hole with. Because all those other things, positive or negative, take real effort. Right? Whereas, you know, you can just order something on Amazon. It's easier than ever to get stuff. You just go on Amazon. You know how many Amazon boxes show up at my house every single week?
I bet you we beat you.
I stop looking. I don't even want to know.
Oh, I just look. It's not none of my business, but I bet you we beat you. We should do that.
Yeah.
We should.
Do a box count?
Now, she'll get offended
mm-hmm.
because deep down she knows she orders too many things on Amazon.
Yeah.
But what she'll also say is, well, we need all these things. It's like they're household things.
Yeah, she does that as well.
And I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't fight that.
I feel like we might have the same lady.
I know. We all pick and choose our battles. That is not one that I fight, okay? Yeah. It's like, there's another package, fine. But anyway, what was I saying to you?
We're talking about the clutter. You stuff.
Yeah, people. Oh, well, I was walking Molly 10 G's.
Yeah.
And this guy... put a flag out, and I couldn't quite tell what it was.
Like on a flag
pole? Yeah, yeah, outside his house, just like people do, you know, with the mostly with the American flag.
Yeah.
But this was the Oregon state flag. And I thought, yeah, it perplexed me because I'm like, well, that's cool because we're in Oregon.
That's the yellow one with like the beeve in it,
right? Blue.
It's blue. I thought the flag was yellow.
No, it's blue.
Is it blue with yellow in the middle?
Yeah, I think it's got a yellow beaver in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just says state of Oregon or something.
Yeah.
He put that out there.
Okay.
And I...
You're right. Yeah. Okay. Add it mix. Yeah. There's an eagle on there and it says 1859.
Oh, I thought it was a beaver.
I think there's a beaver on the one side of it. Yeah. The one side is just a beaver. And then the other side, there's like a covered wagon and it got 1859. Yeah. It's got the little wagon from Oregon Trail. There's like a sunrise. There's
okay.
A ship.
Well, anyway,
we know the flag.
Is it odd to fly the Oregon flag outside of your house?
I think so.
And how often does this happen? And why did he suddenly put that up? Well, that is not always there.
Well, I will tell you this. Since I live in Washington, the equivalent would be flying the Washington state flag. And
I don't even know what that looks like.
It's green with JW or GW right in the middle of it. George Washington. Mm. Just green. Okay. And then it's got his like, it's got his head in there with the wig and. I don't know what it says around the little crest, but yeah, it's just it's Washington.
All right.
Well, I've lived in that state for probably...
I think you guys need a new flag.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Can I just say George Washington?
It's well,
that
it is.
That confuses us with Washington, well, D.C.
But it's the state of Washington.
I get it, but just make it like mountains or something.
But it's the state of Washington. I
understand, but I don't think people are... People know that it's the state of Washington, but I don't think that... That state is synonymous with George Washington's face. In other words, I think that's confusing.
Hmm.
This is the first I've thought of this.
Well, we are the evergreen state, so I'm assuming that's why the green flag. But maybe we add some
tall trees.
Tall
or something.
Trees.
Have Bob Ross paint like it's a Bob Ross painting.
A happy little tree.
That's what your flag.
And then like maybe we just have like a silhouette of Washington in the middle. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. But it shouldn't be George Washington.
My point is, 47 years on the planet, I think I've lived in the state of Washington for probably 30 to 32 of those, and I do not believe I have ever once seen
the state flag.
Well, yeah, on someone's private residence.
Yeah,
never seen it.
Yeah. So might I offer that sports flags are more common than state flags?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
By a lot, right?
Oh, dude, there's so many team flags. In my little neighborhood that I walk every morning, we've got a Green Bay Packer flag. In fact, we've got an Ireland flag. There's an Irish couple that flies that out there. We've got a couple Blazer flags, a couple Seahawk flags, some Cougs, some Huskies. Yeah, that's a regular.
So after
and there's one Viking fan as well
And I like it when people fly sports flags because you just never know. You're like, oh, that guy. It's like when you see a neighbor with wearing like a Vikings hat.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know my neighbor was a Vikings fan. Viking. Now I can bond with him over.
Mm-hmm. J.J. McCarthy, right?
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson.
But after the American flag, are sports flags the most common flags? Because there are, obviously there's like pride flags and like cause
Yeah, the pride flag is
religious flag.
You see that one a lot.
But people don't really fly those on their house.
No.
So it's like American sports flags, and apparently for some wackadoos, state flags.
I'm going state flags like it's like fifth.
Well, what's third?
So I'm going, obviously, number one, American flag.
Yeah.
America.
See that a lot.
You got American flag. Then clearly sports flag.
Any sports flag.
Any sports flag you want. And then I'm going political flag. Below
which is
that.
What?
Well, look, we know that there's a lot of the Trump flag has become a thing.
What's the Trump flag?
Well, let's go, just, Brandon.
With his name on it,
yeah,
the
dude,
red, white, and blue one.
Trump has whatever you think of him, the man has brought back the flag. I mean, hence the, we have a drop.
There are a lot of
those. Flags. You know, we love flags. Well,
did
you see what he's doing?
Talking about this?
Yeah, flags!
Yeah.
We love, he hugged and like humped a flag on stage. Remember that? Like he grabbed the American flag and made sweet, sweet flag love to it.
I don't remember.
Oh, believe me, he did. And he's like, I love the flag. And then he like made out with it. He's installing two giant, like 100-foot flags on the White House lawn. Why? Because he loves flags.
I love Tesla.
And
okay,
he loves
so
flags.
That's third.
So I'm going political flag, then I'm going cause flag.
But any political flag or just that?
Well, because there's a lot of the political flags, but he really has, I would say the vast majority are Trump flags. But you know, just I'm going political flag, and then I'm going cause flag. That's your BLM. That's your trans flag. That's mm-hmm. your gay pride flag. Mm-hmm. Whatever your
military flag.
Military flag. You know, you got. Because that's not really a political, so I would say
I don't think it is.
I would say military is probably the one behind that. So then you got your cause flag, and then I'm going to go military flag, your Navy, your Army, your POW, MIA, that thing. I think yeah. that's your hierarchy of flag. Yeah. I think state flag, dude, that's like six.
Way down. Do the Mormons have a flag?
No. We do. We have the beehive. What? Yeah, the beehive is like the Utah symbol, and it's the BYU symbol. So in Utah, you will see, and that's the desert industry. I don't really know why. I think it's like communal, sort of like we all work together. But the Mormon people, they love the beehive. So if you ever see the beehive flag in Utah, go Mormons.
It got me thinking about flags.
Yeah.
And I just think we need more flags of random things. Mm. You know, like I would fly the flag of, say, booze. Like I would just have a flag with a glass of whiskey, maybe the whiskey glass emoji on it.
I like it.
Or what if people flew flags of the faces of the people that lived in the home?
That's fun.
Or the name of the people that lived in the home. Well, you may not want to give your name, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like something identifying, because I don't know who lives in a lot of these houses.
No.
And I don't really want to know, but if you had a flag, it's kind of like a little marquee for your house.
Well, think about this. Like back in the day, we had family crests. Which is cool.
Yeah, you could do your family crest.
Yeah, the family crest, we need to bring that back. And like in the olden days, like if you go, if you spent time in England or Ireland, Scotland, you know, all that.
Well, I certainly have, yes.
Yeah.
I go there all the time.
Well didn't you?
I took a trip there.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I thought you took a trip there.
Yeah.
So
England and Scotland.
Yeah, you know, they always have like all their pubs have like, it'll be like, you know, the Boar's Head Inn, or it'll be like the, you know, the Raging Elephant. And that was because way back when, no one could read. So you wouldn't put Will's Tavern. If Will was like back in the 1750s, Will wouldn't have Will's Tavern because no one could read Will's Tavern. So he would just come up with like a cool, you'd come up with what you thought was like a cool logo, and you put that on the sign, and then when you were like, hey, where are you going to go? I'm going to go drink at the Drunken Elephant. And you're like, oh, well, I know where the Drunken Elephant is because there's a big, dumb elephant on the side. And so we need to do more like that. You need to go back. And by the way, we're probably all becoming illiterate anyways in a couple generations. So we need to do that. Just come up with cool crests. You come up with your own family crest, throw that on a flag, boom, goes up. Instead of saying, hey, you're going to the Rop household, you can just be like, hey, we're going to the Drunken Beaver. Because you got a beaver drinking a whiskey glass.
Someone texts and says, what about a flag? Just flag pride. I just fly flag.
Mm.
People are like, what is it? It's just a flag.
It's just flag.
I love flags.
Yeah. Would that just be like your favorite color, like a blue flag?
Sure. I don't know. Maybe we should try to birth the era of flag identity here on the show. Like maybe this could be an Asahi brand.
Yeah, I like it.
Flags by Asahi.
When you were a kid, I always had the pennants.
Oh, we had pennants. Yeah.
I loved the team pennants. And then you would make a big circle. Whenever we would go to a game, we used to always buy a pennant. And now I don't even think they sell them. But back when I was, this is how lame it was growing up. We were like, if you went to a game, it was all about getting a foam finger or a pennant. Mm-hmm. You got one of those.
Or a little helmet.
A little batting
like
helmet.
Like the ice cream helmets.
A little sundae. I don't think they do any of those. Although at the Mariner games, they give you a real size batting helmet and you put nachos in it.
Mm.
But it's not worth it because the nachos get all soggy.
The Pickles do a helmet for ice cream that you can take home. The other one, the small little bat.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, everyone took home
the little bat. Yeah.
And then you'd use it to hit a wiffle ball until it broke.
Yeah. I love those too. You're right. It's true. Well, anyway, I think we need more flags.
I like where we're going with
this. I think we need to raise more flags for whatever it is you believe in or love. Yeah.
Someone is in with this opening segment, Scalding Hot Flag Talk. You're damn right.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and it was scalding
hot.
There
you go. There's the opening seggy. We start with headlines next on The Fan.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nice to have you along Wednesday. Wednesday shows are big here. We love them.
Ho, ho, ho.
So settle in. You know, the Mariners have the lead now. They're up 6-5.
Look at that.
About to win another series, right?
Yeah, I think they've won 8 or 9 in a row.
Is this the last game of that series?
I think it's just a 3-game set. And they split the first two, so I think this is the rubber match.
Yeah.
Wow. They, you know.
Look at them go.
3-run ninth inning last night, came from behind. And
look at them.
They were down, I think, 4-1 today and came back and took the lead.
So, notably, Buck, the Bay Area sports honk on our show.
Yes.
Absent the day after Steph Curry gets hurt.
Interesting.
Isn't that?
With a convenient kid illness.
Yeah. He says kid got sick or something.
Yeah.
Or he has mud butt or something.
Something like that. He's got some sort of, there's some sort of infection. The Andromeda strain has taken over his family.
He is oftentimes too graphic with his detail of why he's out.
He does. I don't know.
Just say, hey, I'm out today.
Yeah. I don't know if he's really, like, if that's an excuse or he wants you to know that he's not making
maybe
it up.
Maybe he slightly feels bad, and so he needs to tell you why.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I'm not. It's not like I'm out playing golf.
Well, it's not like we can. Like, you could do that. What are we gonna?
Yeah. Hey, I'm going golfing. I'm out. See ya. Middle finger emoji.
What, am I gonna go check you? I'm gonna go send someone out to follow you around. It's fine. You just say I'm out. How about this? Family issue. Boom. But he does. He gets very.
Yeah, the kids. Yeah, he's telling us about the kids.
Well, we know that the wife is more important. When the kid is sick, the wife does not stay home from her job.
She did yesterday, apparently. That's what he said. Again, more detail
more
on
details.
His text lines or his text message. But he said she took the day off yesterday, and that would not stand for 2 days in a row.
We know who the important worker in that
call
family
in the
is.
Righty Will Ortner, and here he is.
Is he a lefty?
No, I'm a righty. Oh, hockey, I'm a lefty, but everything else, I'm a righty.
Oh.
So Curry's going to be out at least a week, maybe longer.
I would be surprised if he plays in this series.
He's got a hammy.
Yeah, it's a grade one, but anyone that's ever had a hamstring, dude, they're fickle sons of bitches. And the problem is that you can't really know until you test it. And so the problem with hamstring is you can go a week, you can go 10 days, and it feels pretty good. And you're like, oh, I'm fine. And then the moment you go to plan it and you go to explode off of it, and you're like, nope, not fine. And so, like, dude, hamstrings can linger and linger and linger. They got a lot of different stuff, and they're going to throw everything at this thing. Dude, they're going to do stem cells. They're throwing PRP. I mean, every sort of therapy that you can have. He'll hop a flight to Germany and go over and get some weird German treatment that we don't know about. Still, he's out at least a week, and I'd be very surprised if he plays. Maybe if this thing goes 7, but hamstrings are usually not something that are 5 to 6 day injuries.
Well, that might be curtains then, huh?
Well, I mean, I actually looked. I saw this today on Twitter. They said that the win percentage with Steph Curry this year and without him, it's nearly identical.
Yeah, but
I know.
You're in the playoffs.
You're in the playoffs.
A pretty damn good Minnesota team who couldn't hit anything last night.
No.
And Golden State's defense is really awesome.
Yeah.
And the secret weapon. Did you watch last night's game?
We talking about the left guard?
Freaking Pat Spencer. Who the F is Pat Spencer?
I think he's the left guard.
Did you? Okay, so.
And he's, listen. He's throwing the old. He's like a dad out there. Again, dude, he's throwing great. The wild hooker.
Okay, so if you don't watch the NBA frequently, you get surprised by things in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, you see guys that you NBA regulars are like, oh, yeah, that's Pat Spencer. Dude, come on. How many people laid their eyes on Pat Spencer for the first time last night? He's this little white guy who, when Curry went in or went out, went into the game.
Yeah.
And I was reading up about him today. Do you know his story?
Yeah, he's a lacrosse player.
He's not just a lacrosse player. He's like like the number one lacrosse draft pick and like holds all these college records.
And yet, like, there's no money to be made in lacrosse. So he was like, hey, I can come be the 12th man on the Golden State roster.
Dude,
he's averaging
come on.
Like 2 points a game.
The guy has a great story. Okay, so Pat's, and he looks like just your.
Now, I know you didn't watch it, but.
How tall is he?
He's a guard. He's like, let me pull it up.
He just looks like a guy from your.
Yeah, they list him at 6'3".
From your office out there playing with the Warriors.
Well, have you ever seen any of the, did you see any of the Deadpool movies?
No.
He looks like the Sugar Bear guy, the guy from Deadpool, like Deadpool's best friend. I think it's Rob Delaney, I think might be his name. He looks exactly like that guy. He shows up at the 24-hour fitness and balls out and plays way too hard at the pickup game.
Yeah, it's so fun to like sit down and watch the playoffs and go, wait, who is that?
And he's number 61.
And then,
why are you number 61?
So I look him up and then I read his story. His story is awesome.
Yes.
So now we're out of time, so I'm gonna have to tell you about it next.
All right.
Okay, you are gonna hear the story of Pat Spencer,
the greatest,
a little white guy,
the greatest Loyola Greyhound of all time.
He is.
Yes,
he is. Name me a better Loyola Greyhound.
I didn't know that there was a Loyola Greyhound until I started looking at Pat Spencer.
But it's Loyola Maryland.
Oh.
Not Loyola Illinois. Did you know that?
It's actually, and he went to high school at the Boys Latin School of Maryland.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a great story. And we'll get to that next. As headlines continue on The Fan, here's Will. I will never not think of Severance when I hear this song now. This was in Severance. Of course, it's The Who, but...
I don't recall that in Severance.
Well, it was at the end of one of the episodes.
Yeah.
And it just...
Yeah.
They fit it in so smoothly.
Yeah, I saw a thing on that where they took their music very seriously. God. And like, if you listen to all the lyrics in the songs, like it...
Yeah.
They like the music plays a big role in that. Like
love that.
Yeah. When someone takes Ben Stiller put a lot of thought into what song was being played where.
White Lotus has great music.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed.
When they were first going into Thailand, that they played like Thai music.
Dude,
really that thing was a banger.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And how about this? You know what the best song right now is?
What?
And I mean anywhere, and I defy you to say I'm wrong, the theme song to Mobland.
That's fantastic.
Have you heard that?
I have heard that.
Can you pull that up, Will? Do you mind? I don't know who the band is. It's one of those songs that, again, it's... I don't even know how to describe it. It makes you want to kill someone.
It's by Starburster.
Okay. What's the song called?
Opening. Yeah. Actually, it's called Starburster, and it's by, I don't know. What is this? Fontaine's DC?
Yeah, no idea.
I don't know.
But put that on.
It's an English band. Oh yeah, it'll get you.
Yeah, you could tell it's like, it's obviously not, before I heard it on Mobland, it's not famous here.
Yeah.
It's famous over there, but it's a Guy Ritchie. I mean, it's a British show.
Yes.
But, dude, put that on, crank it to 10, and tell me you are not ready to run through a wall.
Jamiroquai is involved in that as well.
Jamiroquai?
Yes.
Well, that's an upset.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like Jamiroquai.
No, and so I guess it's a three-prong attack with that band I've never heard of, Jamiroquai and The Prodigy.
Wow. Like, Jamiroquai, in no way does it sound even remotely like Jamiroquai is a part of that.
It's a great tune. I cannot cannot argue with that.
That is such
a
jam.
The moment you hear it, you're like,
yes.
Go time.
Yeah, you move.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see if Will can find it. Mariners win 6-5. They have now won 700 straight series. How about that?
700? It seems like a lot.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it turns out they're actually
spoke
good.
Too soon. You buried them in like the first 2 weeks, and here they are, 21-14.
I did.
You sure did, fella.
Well, you know, we kind of made fun of him for that the big move of getting Polanco. Polanco's been
he's been awesome.
He's had like 356.
So anyway, back to the new Steph Curry.
Yes.
So Steph Curry gets hurt, and he'll be out a while. They say at least a week.
They're going to reevaluate it after a week and see where they're at.
This bro that got some minutes after him, or I don't even, I mean, I don't know. Has he been playing? I hadn't seen him until now.
He averages like 2.5 points a game. So he's, and he was a two-way contract player that somewhere throughout the course of the season, they said, no, you're on the roster.
But I'm assuming, and Draymond Green says he's tough as nails, and they think he's just a good basketball player.
And by
player.
The way, this who I was thinking of is he looks exactly like Rob Delaney from Deadpool, or if you've seen Bad Monkey, he's the villain in Bad Monkey. And never underestimate a man with a mustache.
So his name is Pat Spencer, and as Deal points out, he has a mustache and a beard, and yet they're separate.
Yeah, it's very strange.
He looks just like a regular...
Yep. He's just he's
like a white accountant.
If you saw that guy at your local gym playing hoops, you wouldn't think twice about
it. So I would imagine he got run last night because Curry got hurt.
Yeah.
So he was out there and I'm going, who is this guy? So I start Googling. Turns out he holds the NCAA record for most career assists in lacrosse.
He's a lacrosse bro. He was
231.
He was the number one pick in whatever horse crap lacrosse league there is.
Yeah, so he's...
In another life, he could have been a Portland Lumberjack.
Well, no, because they're gone.
Well, that's why I said, in another life, maybe we still have the Portland Lumberjacks, and he could have been our number one pick.
Well, anyway, so he's from Maryland. He goes to Loyola, Maryland from 2016 to 2019. And he sets this record. He wins the college lacrosse equivalent to the Heisman Trophy. And then he's like, well, so like you said, he gets picked in the 2019 Premier Lacrosse League Draft. This is the first ever Premier Lacrosse League Draft.
And I think they offer him a whopping contract of like $11.50 a game. And I don't know.
It's like working at the Fan.
Yeah, and the use of a Kia Sorento. And he decides that maybe that's not the best career move.
Yeah, so he's like, I don't want to do that. So he is a graduate transfer. He has 1 year of eligibility left in college. And so he goes to Northwestern and he plays basketball. And the coach there is like, my God, this guy's good. He starts him, and he averages 10 points a game.
Yeah.
And Chris Collins, who was the coach at Northwestern, said that his athleticism and quickness, he knew instantly he could hold his own. Like, how many guys could do that? How many guys could just go from one sport and start in another in college?
I think there's probably more than you think.
Right, which is why I don't understand why more guys don't.
Well, I think... You do see it. Like, you see basketball guys go and be tight ends and... It just, I think if you, I think there'd be plenty of guys that could do this, but to actually get to the next level, that's a whole other animal. So I think for a lot of people, it's just kind of a waste of time. You either are going to go pro in the sport you're good at, or you just move on to getting a real life.
Well, I'm just saying in college.
Yeah.
You know, he just is like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to go play basketball. And then he starts at a Big Ten school and averages 10 a game.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, come on. That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
So then... He's like, all right, I'm going to stick with basketball. And he goes and plays in Hamburg in Germany following the draft of 2020. So it's COVID. You know, it's getting kind of weird. And he plays just 5 games in Germany.
The Hamburg Towers.
Yeah, and then he signs with the Capital City Go-Go's, the G League affiliate of the Washington Wizards.
Yeah.
So then he's kind of, you know, I mean, he's like NBA adjacent, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He averages 13 minutes a game, not points, minutes. He gets 6 points per game, 2 rebounds per game, 2 assists per game. He shoots 39% from three. The Go-Go's let him go. He signs a 10-day with the Santa Cruz Warriors. He signs a 10-day contract with the G League team of the Warriors. Or they call it an Exhibit 10, which is it's not a 10-day, sorry. It's a one-year deal. And so he signs with the Warriors G League team. He plays well in what is essentially just a tryout, but you can only hold 15 players on its roster in the regular season. He was told he would never make the Warriors roster, nor would he receive a two-way contract. So he stays with the Santa Cruz Warriors until two major injuries require surgery. Okay, so this says, in all of Spencer's high school and college days, he never had an injury that he felt he could not play through. But if he wanted to seriously continue his dream, it was an unfortunate necessity. He recovers from not only hip surgery, but also wrist surgery. He goes back to the Santa Cruz Warriors in 2023. Like, imagine... Like, I can just see Big Sook right now going, what is this kid yes. doing? Like, just, like, let it go, dude.
Go be an accountant, all right?
This is why. Right up in here. Out of the gate, it looked like he hadn't missed a step in his return. He averaged 12 points, 4 boards, 5 assists, 38%.
But that's the weird thing is his numbers in college nor the G League are very good. Like there's guys in the G League that average 20 that'll never see an NBA floor. Like, that's not good competition. So there's something about him that teams like.
Well, least. Kerr liked him.
Yeah.
So they said that eventually he played long enough with the Santa Cruz Warriors that Steve Kerr actually saw him play and was like, you know what? He's all right. Yeah. And he was shooting 36.7 from three.
Which again,
or no, he was shooting 37.7, which is just slightly above the NBA average of 36.7. So Kerr said, well, I mean, if he can shoot NBA average, maybe we could use this guy. They signed him to a two-way contract with the Warriors. And, you know, I mean, my God, the rest is history. He's 27 now, or maybe 28. And he is a Golden State Warrior. Yeah. And he is already, they're saying, better than Steph Curry and will be a Hall of Famer. And will carry the Warriors to a title.
They do not need Steph Curry because they have number 61.
That's right.
Pat Spencer. Averaging 2.5 points and 1 rebound, 1 assist.
So 5 years after he turns down being the number one pick in the lacrosse league, he makes his NBA debut. He gets in a game February 25th against the Nuggies, and now he's playing in the playoffs.
Who was there? There was a receiver. Will, do you remember? There was a receiver for the Patriots. Was his name Hogan?
Yeah, are you talking Kevin Hogan?
Is it Kevin
I believe.
Hogan? I thought Kevin Hogan was the quarterback. I'd have to look it up. There was a lacrosse player. I believe he went to Penn State, and I don't think he ever played college football. Chris Hogan. Yeah. I don't think, check me on this. I don't think he ever played college football. I think he was just a lacrosse player. But he was a big, strong, athletic kid. And the Patriots, I don't know if they drafted him or brought him as a free agent, but he ended up being like an NFL receiver. Like he played.
So he did. So he was a lacrosse player at Penn State. But then he had 1 year of eligibility remaining after an injury, and he went to Monmouth and played football.
At Monmouth for 1 year.
For 1 year,
and he ended up with New England. And I think he played several years in New England, and was like a real receiver.
See, kids, despite what Big Sook says, never give up on your dreams. Well, and by the way, Pat Spencer was on February 5th of this year, he was highlighted on SportsCenter's top 10 for a dunk against the Jazz.
Again, never underestimate a man with a mustache.
Freaking
ever.
Great.
Yeah, that's one of those Disney-type movies.
Oh, it's so good.
Doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's pretty incredible.
Well, now anyway. He goes the way of Matthew Dellavedova, right? Where he just becomes a turnstile and looks absolutely horrific, but he'll have that one moment in that one game where they didn't take him
serious. What if he goes Jeremy Lin?
Yeah.
He could have 5 games then?
5 games? When I remember the last year that I was with the Buccaneers, I went to my offensive line coach. I'll never forget, and I asked him, I said, am I wasting my time? I knew I was getting cut because they drafted that offseason. They drafted like 4 offensive linemen. I was like, well, I'm not making this roster. Like, they drafted 4 guys like in the first 4 or 5 rounds. And one of them was a center and another was a guard. And I was like, yeah, I'm not making it. And so I knew I was going to get cut and I was going to have to go try somewhere else. And I asked him, I said, am I wasting my time? And he looked at me and said, he goes, you can play in this league. He said, a lot of people can play in this league, but he said, you will have more opportunities than what is good for you. And it's only up to you to decide when that happens. And I'll never forget that. And it really comes down to, again, how much are you willing to put up with? And so to do this through for 6 or 7 years to you're 28 and you get your shot, that is amazing. It also probably means he's single, not married, no kids, and just, you know.
Well, if you play overseas, I think it depends on who you are, but a lot of people like that because they can travel, see different parts of the world.
Yeah, you make some.
And you make a
decent.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad life for a while. If you can dunk and shoot.
Well, but then you hear the horror stories about like minor league baseball players that they're like 32. the most they've ever made is like $26,000, and then all of a sudden it's 32, and you're like, oh my God, I gotta get a life.
But minor league baseball is way different because they just don't pay you.
No, at all.
In basketball, they do. Sometimes. I mean, I'm not saying you're getting rich.
Yeah.
But you're like minor league baseball, dude, you're living on
nothing. It's nothing.
You better be good or have a path or else why are you doing this? Yeah. Whereas basketball, it can be a means to an end for a while.
Football's probably somewhere in the middle of that. Because you can get by on practice squad. And you can make a decent living, but like that XFL crap and all, dude, you get paid jack S in Canadian leagues, and you just get, and the worst part about that is you get the hell kicked out of you, and then you realize you're 27, 28, broken down, and you're like, oh, gotta go find a real job. It's tough. It's tough to chase your dreams, but you're right. Basketball is probably the most, I guess the easiest to stick around and maybe chase those dreams.
According to SpotTrack, he's just under $500,000 career earnings.
Okay.
So not terrible.
No, but again, you chop that, you know, and...
Well, but even if they give you... Yeah. I mean, what do you suppose he made to go play in Hamburg?
Probably 35 to 50
grand. See, I was going to say 100 grand. Because some of those deals...
Yeah.
You know, they give you 100 grand, it makes it worth it.
Not sure the Hamburg Towers are dealing that out.
Well, you know what I mean, though. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it's better than minor league baseball. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway. We got to go. Shut up.
Sorry.
Shut up. Go Warriors. Last night, another road team won. That's the first time ever in the conference semis that all four road teams have won game one.
Yes. First time in the history of the league.
Of the conference semis.
Yes. Crazy.
Only the conference semis.
Yes.
Not the first round.
No.
Not the conference finals. Not the finals. Because that'd just be one team.
It'd be one team.
The conference. All right, coming up next, the one team you knew would gladly trade for George Pickens, and they did.
You have got to be smoking something over there.
That's next on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I have to let this play for you because you got to get to the chorus.
I've got some info on this, dude.
Dude, I want all the info on this. This is such a jam.
Yes.
It's the theme to Mobland. Which now, is a great show.
It turns out the Fontaines DC, if I'm saying that right. Irish punk band.
Okay.
And they just played a sold out show at the Roseland 2 weeks ago.
Did they really?
Yeah. I guess they're wow. Yeah, a bunch of people were saying
this is one of those where it's like, do you think they love that this is, that now everybody's talking about them because of this? This
will be a big deal for them. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, I know it'll be a big deal for them, but we've talked about this before. Do bands like that, or would they rather?
One of my favorite artists is the White Buffalo, and he got a bunch of his music on Sons of Anarchy, mm-hmm. and it was a game changer. I mean, when you're making a name for yourself.
Tell me you don't want to knife someone after listening to this.
When you're trying to make a name for yourself and you get something like this, dude, this is a game changer. But yeah, a bunch of people are saying that they're a huge uprising band. Four albums, and you just missed your opportunity to see them.
Well, I don't know that I'd go see them live. I would only want to see them play this song.
Well, this has intrigued me now. That see, last night on the way home, it was all Rod Stewart. On my way home tonight,
Starburst. Or wait. Fontaine's?
I think it's Fontaine's DC.
It is Fontaine's DC Starburster.
Yeah, Starburster's the name of the song.
The song.
Put that on your Spotify playlist. Stat. And I'm telling you, crank it in your car.
And Mobland's a good show.
And you will want to drive 150 miles per hour with a gun out the window.
Sometimes, I don't know about you, but mob shows or like gang shows, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll get you.
Yeah.
You watch The Gentlemen, you watch Mobland, Sons of Anarchy, immediately you're like, yes. And then you realize that it's not that cool, and then you're going to die or go to prison.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, yeah,
but
Mobland's the best show on TV right now. I've said that many times.
It's a bold statement.
It is a bold statement, but dude, that show is so freaking good, and everybody in it is good. Hopefully they, I mean, it's only like four or five episodes in,
yeah,
so we'll see if they can finish it off, but they've already been up for season two. Did you know that?
I did not know.
It's coming.
By the way, people are pointing out your Subaru can't go that fast, so.
Well, maybe it can.
You may.
Maybe if that song's on, it will.
You think your Subi can go 150?
Look, if it can, the only way it can is fueled by Starburster.
I would like to see, you have an Outback or a Forester?
That's an Outback.
I would like to see the Outback at 130. Hey,
I have hot Subaru news for you. Do you guys want some
hot Subi news? You and Buck are gonna you're gonna touch Subaru tips.
Here's the latest. We're getting to nothing.
Oh, there is so much going on, and we've gotten to flags, theme songs, and Subarus.
Well, no, we talked about Pat Spencer.
Yeah, AKA
yeah,
Rob
flags.
So you know the olds are coming.
Yes,
my olds,
mm-hmm.
The Kansas olds.
Yes,
they're coming out west
to live.
The great migrate. Yep.
I want to suckle at the wisdom teat
yeah,
of one Jack Rop.
Yeah, most people do.
I know. I just want to sit down with him and have a beverage.
He's great. Oh, he'd love to.
I want him to spin yarns.
Yeah. He's going to be here.
Yeah.
In 17th, I think they get here.
He's a good man.
Anyway, they're keeping their Subaru at our house.
Double Subaru?
We are going to be double Subaru. And let me tell you something. His Subaru?
Yeah.
Maybe 2010?
Is it a legacy, perhaps?
It's an Outback, too, I think.
I'm excited that you're double Outbacking.
Gold.
Gold. A gold.
And guess what?
A black and gold Outbacks.
Guess what? I'm driving that one.
Are you winning now? Are you officially winning?
What do you mean?
You're driving
winning at life?
Winning at life.
Well, yeah.
Dude, kids out there, you play your cards right, and after a 20-year radio career, you too can drive a 2010 gold Outback. I am so...
It's going to be great.
Every time I see you pull up in that, I'm just going to think to myself, maybe someday.
Yeah.
Maybe someday I'll get there.
People are going to be like, that's what Rob drives? It's like, that radio paid better.
Wasn't your last car an Audi?
Yeah, but look, dude.
You went from an Audi to a gold Outback.
No payment, bro.
No payment.
All right. Well, now we have to break. Okay.
Someone's saying typical Portland house, by the way.
I know. Yeah. Believe me, it pains me a little. They're fine cars. I have nothing against the cars, yeah. But yes, in terms of cliche, could we be any more cliche at our house?
You can come hang out with the power lesbians that live next door to me.
You could get a flag of, the state.
Yeah.
Another, I don't think that's that cliche.
Or another kind of flag.
You could get American flag.
Just get a flag.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to hang a Trump flag.
Not with the Subarus, bro.
No, you can't.
Not with the Subaru.
That's the whole point.
I don't think you're allowed to.
That's wrong.
That's the whole point. People are going to look at, they're going to walk by and they're going to look at our two Subarus and they're going to go, oh my God, look at these people. Wait, there's a Trump flag.
No one will know.
Now what do I do?
No one will know what to do.
Who are these people?
I think that flag will spontaneously combust.
Combust?
Yeah, combust. By the way, someone is saying the 117 is the top governed speed of the Subaru Outback.
Not if Starburster's on.
What if it's downhill?
Takes the restrictor plate off.
Anyway.
Boy, that is hot Subaru news.
Yeah, isn't that big news?
Double Subies.
Coming up next, George Pickens is a Cowboy.
Hmm.